he will take part in the two processions that are very much a part of the life of Lourdes, part of the devotion of Lourdes, and he will be seen as journeying with his fellow pilgrims.
Father Martin Moran is English language chaplain coordinator for pilgrims in Lourdes. I asked him about the atmosphere at the shrine ahead of this visit by a rather important pilgrim.
The atmosphere is at the moment quite exciting. I wouldn't want to say frenetic, but it's getting there. There's a lot of stuff happening, physical stuff happening in the sense of roads are being closed off, parking spaces are being closed off, the altar is being constructed for the Mass on Sunday morning, and lots of different places, things are being put in place, to be able to televise the event and everything, and just lots of activity going on all around the, certainly around the sanctuary area, and then also in the town itself.
Now, Pope Benedict is spending 2 days there. He's making the same four-step pilgrimage that all the other ordinary visitors to Lourdes make. Just tell us briefly, if you can, about these four stops that really recall the life of Bernadette.
Yeah, it's called the Jubilee Way, and it's the four steps. The first stage of the Jubilee Way is the baptismal font in the parish church. It's the original font where St. Bernadette was baptized. Unfortunately, it's not the original church because the church was destroyed by a fire. And behind, on the wall behind the font, you have a beautiful photocopy of the baptismal certificate of Bernadette. That's the first stage, and it recalls to mind our own baptism and asks us as adults to reflect on our baptism and the vows that were made for on behalf of us when we were children. The second stage is the Cascio, and that's where Bernadette's family were living at the time of the apparitions. And I'm sure lots of people, I'm sure, know already that was where a place of great poverty. It was the old jail and actually condemned jail. Wasn't even seen fit for prisoners of the day. And that's where Bernadette and her family ended up after they fell into some poverty. And the theme there is the Beatitudes. And, we're asked to meditate on the Beatitudes and how poverty is in our own day and who are the Subarus in today's world. The third step then is the grotto itself, going through, entering the sanctuary area by the official Jubilee door, the St. Michael's Gate, and making our way down towards the grotto under the arches that a lot of people would be familiar with, and venerating the icon of Our Lady, and then a visit to the grotto, and then from there back into the town again to visit the oratory of the old hospital where Bernadette made her first Holy Communion. And they are the four stages of the Jubilee Way. And as you rightly say, Philippa, many, many thousands of people have already completed the Jubilee Way so far this year. Numbers, the numbers of people that have done it are quite phenomenal. And Pope Benedict will be a regular and ordinary pilgrim completing that Jubilee Way himself over the weekend. He'll do it in two stages. He'll do the first three stages on Saturday evening when he arrives in Lourdes, and then on Monday morning he will complete the Jubilee Way by visiting the oratory in the old hospital.
Now, the Mass on Sunday will be concelebrated by bishops from all over France because Lourdes plays a very important role in the national life of the church in France there, doesn't it?
It certainly does, because all year round we have many pilgrimages from all parts of France come here, diocesan pilgrimages, different organisations, societies, groups, families come from all parts of France to make their pilgrimage here. His Holiness is also meeting with the French bishops when he's here at the weekend. So it certainly does play an important role in the life of the church here in France.
Now, as we're saying, Pope Benedict is marking the 150th anniversary of the apparitions. And people have been celebrating, as you say, throughout the whole of this year already. There are some important events, aren't they, being organised throughout this year to try and celebrate this Jubilee in many different ways.
There are. One of the things that, one of the highlights of the Jubilee year would be the 12 mission statements that were proposed by Bishop Jacques Perrier, the Bishop of Tarbes-en-Lourdes, and highlighting different aspects of the mission of the church today. And different groups, then different pilgrimages are taking that up and making that very much a theme of their own pilgrimage. For example, one of the mission themes is the church in mission with those with disability, and a large British biggest organization, the HCPT. They took that up, and they are also holding a conference in November to mark the Jubilee year, and they've got some very good speakers lined up for that. Other pilgrimages have taken up other themes. Another one is the Church in Mission for Christian Unity. And again, at the end of this month, we're very fortunate to have the visit of the Society of Mary, an Anglican church group with particular devotion to Mary. And we will also have at that pilgrimage a group of Catholics from Walsingham, the National Shrine in England, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams.
As you say, you're talking about the importance of remembering this anniversary, not as an event that happened 150 years ago, but something that really can speak to Christians of all different denominations today. What do you think is the ongoing message, if you like, if you had to summarise the ongoing message of Lourdes for Christians today?
Lourdes is a great leveller. People come here with their own intentions, with their own wishes, their own desires, their own hopes. And when they put that in the context of their fellow pilgrims when they're here, it seems to make everyone seem more equal. You know, people will come with a very grave illness, and they will often say, I thought I was, you know, I was in very poor health, or I thought my situation in my life was bad. When I see other pilgrims, it puts it into perspective. And I think Lourdes does that. It gives people a sense of renewing their faith. It gives them the space to do that, to renew their faith in a very busy world. Even though Lourdes this year, I must say, is extremely busy, but people are able to find pockets of tranquility throughout the sanctuary. And just by taking time out from their ordinary lives, they're able to do that.
Thanks there to Father Martin Moran, chaplain to the English-speaking pilgrims in Lourdes.